Lord Heathcliff's psychiatry session. 28th of May, 11:30 p.m. I saw the patient, Lord Heathcliff, for an unscheduled hour-long session. He's paranoid that somebody will kill him. I ask him why he thinks that. He responds with a long list of people he has upset, or is blackmailing, or is planning to upset or blackmail. I ask for an example, and he mentions his tennis instructor again. He knows what Miss Hit It Over did last Easter. He repeats the sentence over and over, like it's a joke I'm not getting. He also thinks his stable boy is spying on him. He tells me sometimes when he finishes swimming. Ned, the stable boy, stands in the doorway, dripping wet in just his underwear, saying nothing. He thinks maybe Ned wants to kill him for selling his favourite horse. But then he seems to think everyone around him wants him dead. The gardeners again seem to dominate much of the session. He refers to Lord Gardener as a ghost who randomly appears in the rooms at the manor. Lady Gardener is plotting too, according to the patient. She is leaving her garden tools lying around precariously to form a deadly trap. I suggest she may be a little absent-minded, but he tells me she's a devious minx. He's still agitated when he leaves. Apparently Ginger is blurting out things about his last wedding that she shouldn't be, and he's going to fix her. I offer to prescribe him something for his nerves, but he accuses me of trying to poison him. I point out that wouldn't be good for business, but his mind is fixed. He believes everyone is out to get him.